Hello?
Hello. Hi, good afternoon. Is Robert available, please?
Hi, that's Robert.
Hi, Robert. How are you? It's James calling from MMA Legal Solicitors. You requested a call from ourselves in regards to making a claim for your Scottish redress abuse case. Is that correct?
Yeah, I wasn't sure about it. So I thought I'd think about it and then speak to somebody.
Of course, no problem at all. That's what we're here for, Robert. So I'll give you a little bit of information. So if you've been in the care system before 2004, you will qualify for a payment from the Scottish Government, which our legal team will recover for you. Now, the abuse can be along the lines of physical, mental or sexual abuse that you've sustained. When was you in the child care system? What year was you in there? Was it quite young?
1989 to...
Was you in Cardross Assessment Centre, is that correct?
Yeah, I was in Dunclifford for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
I went on a 3-week assessment to Cardross and I was there for, I think it was 8 or 9 months.
Right. Okay, no problem. So all we need to do, Robert, we just need to go for a statement with yourself while I'm on the phone with you now. That'll take around about 5 to 10 minutes to complete. And then what we'll do, we'll get an authorisation email to you and then the form of ID from yourself. We'll get that packaged up, sent through to the solicitors, and they'll get the case in process for you. Now, we are one of 7 solicitors that have been authorised to deal with this. Now, the average claim at this moment in time is coming back at around about £45,000. The success rate at the minute is at 100%, which is great. Obviously, it works within your favour. Now, in regards to the compensation, it's not to cover up any scars, but it's basically there to give you a little bit of a light at the end of the tunnel, you know, a little bit of a brighter future, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Brilliant. So, Robert, I'm just going to go for a claim report with you now. Like I said, it's going to take me about 5 to 10 minutes to complete with yourself. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Brilliant, no problem at all. So we've got an email address here on the report as robertleitch93@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's it.
Brilliant. Bear with me just one moment, Robert. Okay. So my name is James Ryan Thompson. I'm your case handler. Okay. So you'll be in contact with myself throughout the whole process. Okay. Can I just start by taking your date of birth, please, Robert?
The 15th of the 8th, 1977.
Yep. Oh, we've got the same birthday, me and you. And you said 75, is that correct? 15th of August, 1976, was it? Okay.
77.
That's fine. Okay. Address, can you just confirm your home postcode, please, Robert?
It's PA238NN.
So is that Papa November 238 November November, is that correct? And we've got Arden Slate Road in Dunoon, is that right?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Which number?
97.
Okay. We do go quiet, I'm just updating the report, okay, I'm not ignoring you. I've got a contact number on your report, it's the best contact number I'm ringing you on now, and that's ending in 420, is that correct?
Yeah.
Brilliant, give me just one moment. Okay, Robert, have you ever been known by any other names at all, or have you always been referred to as Robert Leitch?
No, it's always been this.
That's it, okay. Okay, what's the name of your local GP, so your local doctors, Robert?
I'm registered with Church Street Surgeries in Dunoon.
How are you spelling that, bud?
Church. C-H-U-R-C-H.
Yep. What was the rest?
Just Surgeries, Dunoon.
Church Surgeries. Okay, and that's in Dunoon, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just going to bring up the address for that, okay. We've got it as 30 Church Street in Dunoon, PA238BG. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one. I can see that on record. Give me just one moment, buddy. Okay. Okay, can you just confirm your age for me there, please, Robert?
Oh, 48.
Yeah, that's fine. Do you have any terminal illnesses?
I'm diagnosed with complex sleep apnea and complex narcolepsy.
Okay, that's fine. Place that onto there for you, okay. We need to put, so there's a few more questions. We need to put on the report your parents' names. Do you know them? Are they still with us?
It's Anne Leach and John Leach.
Okay.
Leitch,
is it your surname? L-E-I-T-C-H, correct?
Yeah.
And Mr. John Leitch. Okay. Do you know the date of births at all?
No, I don't.
You don't? Don't worry about that. If you don't know it, I'll just place it on there. We'll be able to get the data births from reports in the past, okay. Have you had any... So you've never had any other names apart from Robert Leitch. Do you remember any addresses prior to you going into care? Did you live at any other addresses prior to care?
Yeah.
You did, okay. What was the name of the street that you lived at? Do you know? Do you recall? I know it may have been a long time ago.
when I went out of care, the address I lived at was 51 Victoria Road.
Yep. Victoria Road. And that was Dunoon, is that correct? Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got you. So I've got an address. It's 51 Victoria Road, Dunoon. Postcode Papa Alpha 237 Alpha Echo, is that right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, great stuff. Do you have any siblings at all, Robert?
I have a brother and a sister.
Okay, brother and a sister. I'm going to place them onto your report, okay. Start with your brother's name. Can I take your brother's name?
Alan Leach.
Alan, okay. Suppose you don't know his date of birth, do you? You don't, it's not a problem.
He's the 28th of August, 1981.
Okay, brilliant. I'm just going to move on to your sister, and what was her name?
Then, it was Annette Leach. She's okay. Now Annette Wolf.
Is that due to marriage, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. Don't worry about them. We only place them onto a report just to match up with records. They're not being contacted in any way, shape or form, okay?
Yeah.
Date of birth of Annette, do you know that?
April 1973.
I can't remember the exact date. April 1973? Yeah. Okay, no problem. You don't know the exact date, that's fine, okay. So what local authority was you cared under, can I ask Robert?
So, Strathclyde.
Okay, that's fine. Do you know how to spell that?
S-T-R-A-C-H-C-L-Y-D-E.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. Brilliant. So what age was you placed in within childhood services?
So I went in the first time I was in second year.
Okay. So would that have been around about 13, would it have been?
Yeah.
Around about 13 years old. Okay.
And then after about a year I came out.
Yep.
And then I went back in about a year later.
Okay. What was the name of the children's home that you first went to so I can research that out, please?
So each time, the first one I went into was Dunclifer in Dunoon. I was Clifford. Yeah, I was held there for approximately a week to 2 weeks.
And that was in Dunoon.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and that was it. So the Clifford, is it C-L-I-F-F-E-R, is that correct?
D-U-N.
D-U-N.
D-U-N-C-L-U-T-H-A.
Right, so I'm just going to go through that again to make sure it matches up with records. So it's the, did you say it was the Clifford? Is that correct? Or
Dunclifford.
Oh, Dunclifford.
Yeah.
And that was in Dunoon, Dunclifford. Give me a moment. So I'm just going to spell that out to you. So it's D-U-N, Delta Uniform November, and then it was Clifford, C-L-I-F-F-E-R. Is that correct?
C-L-U.
C-L-U.
T-H.
T-H.
A.
Okay. I'm just going to get the address from the Dunclifford. Okay. There we go. I've got Dunclifford Children's Home, and that was 113 Marine Park, was it Parade? Is that correct? Does that ring a bell?
Yeah, it's attached to the market.
Yeah. Correct, yeah. It's still open till this day.
No, it's not.
Dunclifford. Oh, is it not?
It's actually moved.
Oh, is it moved, has it? Okay, so I've got Dunclifford Children's Home, 113 Marine Parade. Okay, how long was you there for?
Roughly. It was like, the first time was about a week to 2 weeks.
Okay.
Each time I was on that flight.
And then you went back in there, did you say?
Yeah.
And how long did you go back in for? Did you go in there till you were 16?
No, I was only held in there
roughly.
Like, I was held in there the first time for a week to 2 weeks, and I was moved to Craigellachie Children's Home in Clydebank.
Okay, give me a second. Let me make a note of that on your report. And then you was moved to where? Sorry, what was the name where you were moved to?
Craigellachie. Yeah.
And that was Craigellachie Children's Home?
Yeah. And Whitecrook and Clydebank.
Clydebank. Just going to bring up there. Okay, so I've got Craigellachie Children's Home. We've had that on our records before. We've got the address as 16. Is it Cotchhole Street? Is that correct?
Oxmoor, yeah.
Yeah, that's the one. So we can see that that's been used on records before. Okay. So you're not the only one. In regards to the abuse, was it suffered mostly within that children's home?
It was also in the Cabros Assessment Centre.
Okay.
Okay. It was January I went in.
Okay.
And every night we were in shorts and t-shirts, and we were taken outside to an outside football pitch to play football for 2-3 hours every single night.
Well, okay. We just place that on there. Give me just one moment. So what I need to do is Robert. Because the compensation can be a significant amount, we do need to place a beneficiary onto your report. So what that means, if anything was to happen to you from now until you was to receive a payment, let's say, for instance, there was a terminal illness or there was any sort of death to yourself, who would you like the payment going to?
Annette Gove.
Do you have anybody close to you? Annette Gove, okay, Miss Annette Gove, A-N-N-E-T-T. How are you spelling the surname?
G-O-V-E.
G-O-V-E, okay. And is that your partner? Is it friend, relative?
Sister.
Sister, okay, that's fine. Oh, yeah, because she's married now, isn't she? That's fine, yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
Okay, do you have a contact number for Annette at all?
Yeah, give me 2 seconds.
Yep, no problem at all. Like I say, it's just for legal reasons, just in case if you was awarded a substantial amount of money and there was, unfortunately, if it happened, like something's happened to you, the money would go directly to them. Okay.
Yep. That's 01369.
01369.
701 140 140.
Brilliant. Okay. What was the reason you was placed into childcare, can I ask?
Kind of hard to explain. It's two seconds.
Okay.
My granny was recovering from a stroke. She was out of the hospital.
Okay.
Both recovering. My granddad was there. I was there. My mum was
working. Okay. Yep. Yep.
Father phoned from his work. My father worked offshore.
Yes.
My father phoned. My granny told me it's all right to just answer the phone. So I answered the phone.
Okay.
My grandfather came up off the couch. He grabbed hold of me by the arm, twisted my arm, lifted me up off the ground, hit me in the ribs two or three times. By that time, my granny got on the walking stick. She was hitting him.
So it'd be more for your safety. More for your safety. Is that the reason?
No. My mum came through, and when he seen my mummy drop me, I banged my head, bust my head open. But I took off running.
Right, well, okay.
And nothing was ever done or said about it. So after that, I just played out quite a lot.
Of course.
Because it was my mum and my aunts were all taking turns of making them breakfast, lunch and dinner and sorting them out. And I'm still dragged around there every day or every other day with my mum, and nothing was ever done, so I just started playing out.
Yep. Okay, no problem. Place that onto your report there, okay. In regards to your statement, okay, Robert, the abuse that you sustained, was it mental, physical, or was it sexual abuse?
Part of it would have been out playing football in January in shorts and T-shirts for 2.5 hours at night, every night. That would be part of it.
Okay, bear with me one moment. Okay.
I was in,
and that's had an effect on you traumatically, is that correct?
Yeah. I was in there for... I was meant to be in for a 3-week assessment, the same as everybody else. I was in there for nearly 9 months, 10 months, and kids were coming in and out every 3 weeks, so I never ever got close to anybody for nearly a year. Since then, I still don't get close to anybody.
And I take it, in regards to you being left within the shorts and T-shirt, would it be cold, is that right?
Yeah, well, it's January, February,
so
March,
it was neglect.
The west of Scotland,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you ever witness any abuse to any other children at all?
In Cardross? No.
Yeah, anywhere. Yeah, in any of the children's home, no. Would staff abuse anybody in any way?
Not that I can think of.
Not that you can think of. Okay, so has this left you within your adulthood time? Has it left you with any depression, PTSD, any anxiety?
Like I say, when all my friends were out learning about relationships, that I was locked away in Cardress Assessment Centre, I never looked out. And ever since then, because the kids were turning every 3 weeks, you know, I never ever got close to anybody, and I still don't get close to anybody.
Okay. So it's left you with trust issues moving forward in your adulthood, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, do you feel anxiety in any way as well.
Just when people try and get close to me emotionally, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And you can't get close to people emotionally. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, okay. So I've taken a lot there from your statement. We can elaborate on that and get it passed through to the solicitors. Okay. What I'm now going to do, I'm going to get an email sent out to robertlike93@gmail.com. It's an authorisation email to state that you're happy with the solicitors contacting you. Like I said, the average refund in regards to compensation for anybody within childcare services in Scotland at the moment is around about £45,000. Okay. The legal team will explain that to you when they contact you and they push forward for a claim on your behalf. Okay. It doesn't cost you anything. It's no win, no fee, and it's 100% success rate at this moment in time. Okay. Just for being within the childcare services before 2004, when there was no legislations placed in, you'll qualify for a minimum of £10,000. Okay. So, Robert, can you just do me a favour? Can you just check your email for me, your inbox? There should be an email from MMA Legal. Can you just do that for me while we're on the phone? Is that okay?
Yeah.
It's just a click sign document. It should say proceed to sign document.
Not come through yet. Oh, there it's now.
Has anything come through? Have you seen it through? Has it come through? Has it?
Yeah, yeah.
Yep, no problem at all.
Client back here. Proceed to document.
So once you click on that, it should just say agree and sign. Once you click on that signature, we'll do an automatic signature for yourself. Once again, it's an authorisation email just to confirm that you're happy with the solicitors to contact you.
Yep, it says you've signed this document.
Yep, no problem. I'm just going to check that our end, Robert. Okay, that's brilliant. That's come through. I can see that on our end. Okay. What I'm now going to do, I'm just going to get you a message. Our administration send you a message via WhatsApp. You do use WhatsApp, is that correct?
Yeah.
Yep, bear with me just one moment. Bear with me a moment, Robert. Okay, Robert, if you go onto your WhatsApp messages, you should have received a message from our administrations team.
Yep.
Can you just confirm you've received that?
Yeah, I've got that.
Brilliant. So you just need to attach a form of photo ID. It can be a driving license or a passport or a bus pass, and a proof of address for your account, and it's got to be dated within the last 3 months.
To my account, see that again, a photo.
Yeah, a photo, a proof of address, so a form of ID. And then a letter that's dated within the last 3 months.
With a letter from my employer?
Any sort of letter. It can be any sort of letter.
Yeah, it's just that I work away from home. I've not been there for several months.
Okay, no problem. Do you have any, do you have a online banking by any chance that's registered to that address?
I think so, yeah.
Because you can you'll be able to download. If you go into online banking, you'll be able to download.
I can get a letter off my employer if you want.
Any letter will do, yep.
Okay, yep. I'll get that, I'll sort that out.
Yeah, that's fine. Any letter can do, that's no problem at all.
No problem, I'll get that done.
Are you able to do that while we're on the phone? Is that okay, just so I can get your case completed?
Give me 2 seconds.
Yeah, take your time, Robert. No worries.
Just send it through the WhatsApp.
Yeah, send it through to the WhatsApp, and I'll let you know when we've received that, and I'll put it onto your case for you. If you go to the bottom of the message, it should be like a camera button or a paper clip. You can attach a file or just take a photo. There you go. So I can see we've received your pass there, your bus pass. So I'm going to attach that to your file now.
No, right. Yeah. I'm just opening my banking app.
Yeah, no problem at all. That's fine. Take your time.
Do you just want like a screenshot of the profile bit, or?
Yeah, just a screenshot of where it says the address. So on the page, it should say your address on there.
Yeah.
Does it say your address on there?
Yeah.
As long as it says that, then it's just a proof of address to confirm that you're known at that address.
Oh, screenshots I bought.
It should be a download button. You should be able to. It should allow you to download a statement on there.
Statement frequency. Just figure out where you get the statement from.
So if you're on your online banking, it should, if you just type in statements, it should come up with a tab for statements, and then it should allow you to click on one and press download.
Yep. I got it right.
Yep, there you go.
What's that?
And then that should go automatically go into your download files, yeah.
That should be it then, I think.
Yeah, there we go. So I can see that's come through. So yeah, that's fine. No problem at all. I'm going to now attach that to your file for you. And what we'll do, we'll get that fired over straight away to the legal team, and they'll be in contact with yourself within due course. Is that okay?
Yeah, no problem.
Brilliant. No problem at all. If you've got any questions throughout the whole process, Robert, you can contact me back on this number as I'm your case handler. Okay. All you
okay,
now need to do is wait for the solicitors and they'll be in contact with you. Cheers, Robert. Have a lovely week and take care of yourself.
Thanks,
cheers, Robert. Bye.